Well, we appreciate the blessings of the Lord. Scripture says the blessing of the Lord, he maketh rich and he addeth no sorrow with it. We appreciate his goodness to us. Once again, this afternoon we desire your prayers that the Lord would bless this portion here. He's laid on our hearts. I'd like for us to turn, if you want to follow along in your Bibles, to Isaiah, the book of Isaiah in the 55th chapter, beginning at the first verse. Ho, everyone that thirsteth, come ye to the waters, he that hath no money. Come ye, buy and eat, yea, come. Buy wine and milk without money and without price. Wherefore do ye spend money for that which is not bread, and your labor for that which satisfieth not? Hearken diligently unto me, and eat ye that which is good. Let your soul delight itself in fatness. Isaiah did a lot of prophesying of the coming of Jesus. And this is a prophecy of the call that Jesus gave when he came here to this earth. He's speaking about, hearken diligently unto me and eat ye that which is good. Mine goes back to the days when I used to, when I was working on the job. Every once in a while we would, go up to the cafeteria there at the shop, get our lunch. And have you ever eaten cafeteria style? That's kind of what I entitled my little message this afternoon, is cafeteria style. It's interesting to watch people go down the line there. You get your tray and you go past the salads, and then you go past the vegetables and the meat and all those kind of things and potatoes, and come out on the other end and there's where the desserts are. Kind of interesting to look at people go down those lines and see what their tray's filled with when they get done. I've seen people go down through the line and when they get to the other end, there isn't one vegetable on their plate. There isn't one vegetable on that tray. And I think we all know that vegetables are what's nutritious for us. We should eat our vegetables. And I love vegetables. They're very good. And they're good for you. But I find it interesting how people do eat. One place that I have gone from time to time, and quite frankly, I don't care to go there, not because of the food, but because there's too much of it, and that's Golden Corral. I like Golden Corral. I don't like to go to Golden Corral. Sometimes in the past, it's been hard for me to corral myself and bring it under subjection like I ought to. But they have plenty of food there, don't they? People go up there and they'll get all kinds of meats and potatoes and starches and this and that and the other. But some people go up there, they don't want to touch the vegetables. And I tell you what, when I do go there, I generally eat about four or five different vegetables that they have there on their bar, because I do like their vegetables. The scripture here says, everyone that thirsteth, come to waters. He that hath no money, come ye and buy and eat. I'm thankful today that the Lord has given us something to satisfy our souls, to sustain us and to keep us down through our life and our walk with the Lord. But as I was speaking, you have all kinds of eaters out there. We just had a wonderful lunch. I don't know what each one of you ate, but there were two different vegetables, actually three, I think, and I had every one of them. Some people tend to get choosy and picky when it comes to eating food. I don't like that, or I don't like this, or I don't like that. And I'm talking about people that are that don't have health issues with it. So, but I've seen picky eaters, and you know, when my children were growing up, they tried that on my wife, and they didn't get by with it. She wouldn't let them. They didn't like what she fixed for dinner, and they wanted something else. She just let them go until they got hungry enough to eat what she fixed for dinner. And that way, when they grew up, they learned to like their vegetables and all the other things that the rest of the family ate. We have a tendency, as humans, to eat only what we like. We don't want to eat what we don't like. And I guess we're all like that to an extent, but what I'm trying to say is there's things that we ought to eat whether we like it or not. When it comes to the Word of God, Lord help us not to be picky eaters. There's a reason why God's Word says what it does, and it has a purpose in everything that He says. And we may not think, well, that's not necessarily good for me. But folks, I want to tell us this afternoon, the Word of God is good. All of the Word of God is good for all of us at all times. And Lord, help us not to eat cafeteria style, and not to eat, be picky eaters, but to eat what the good Lord chooses to give us. Because there's no one in this universe, in this world, that understands and knows what we need any more than He does. And we look to the Holy Spirit to give that to us, to guide us, and to help us, strengthen us for our walk with the Lord. We as humans have a tendency to shy away from life's unpleasant disciplines. Do you have discipline? Do you believe discipline is good? I believe we all ought to have a certain regimen of discipline in our life, bringing things under control, not just because we like it or we don't like it, but we discipline ourselves to eat those things whether we like it or not, when we know that it's nutritious and good for us. We need nutrition, spiritual nutrition today. So the tendency, it seems like, in the world that we live in today is to shy away from discipline and to seek what only brings immediate pleasure. We eat the cake, we eat the pie when we're not hungry. We eat that last. We're not really hungry, but those sweets is what this old body seems to crave for many of us. And we eat that whether we're hungry or not. Folks, He said here, you that thirst, you that are hungry, come and buy. He that hungereth and thirsts after righteousness, Jesus said, shall be filled. And I pray the Lord would help every one of us, if we don't have the hunger that we ought to have, that we will develop the hunger that we need for the Word of God. That we will develop the hunger that we need for those things that may not be so pleasant. Maybe that they're a little hard and difficult. We tend to kind of back up on judgment. It's kind of natural, normal to the human frame. But nevertheless, the Scripture says, out of Zion there shall come forth judgment in righteousness. All of God's Word is good for us, and it's beneficial to us. And we shouldn't shy away from any of it. But yet, we only seek to what brings immediate pleasures. Let me tell you something about it. You ever heard the saying, into everyone's life a little rain must fall? If I'm saying that right. I want you to consider this little comment this afternoon. Without some struggle, without some difficulty in your life, there's usually very little progress. If I don't have some adversity, if I don't have something to come my way that may be distasteful, something that may be a little hard and I don't like it because it doesn't bring immediate gratification, Folks, I want to tell you, if I don't have that, I'm not going to persevere as I ought to. There must be, there without some struggle in this life, there's usually very little progress. We tell a little child that you eat, that your body, it'll make your body strong, it'll help you grow up and you'll have strong bodies. Folks, that's what we got to do with the Word of God. This little lesson this afternoon has to do with the Word of God and how important it is, how vital it is in each and every one of our lives. And as I told my cousins down there a couple weeks ago down in Kentucky at the graveside, I'm looking at these old men that are all older than I am, and I said, I'll tell you something, cuz. I want to tell you something. I said, I know we're all busy. You folk, you men have lived a long life. A lot of white hair, a lot of us with no hair up there. Lived a long life and lived a long time. And I pointed over to that casket and I said, you see that body over there? We're all going to be there one of these days. Well, that's where we're all going to end up, is in one of those boxes over there and go down into the ground. And I said, and I'm looking them right in the face. Some of them are looking them back to me and some of them are dropping their heads. And I said, don't get so busy with life. Don't get so involved with things. Don't put your affections on things of this world, but take care of the thing that's going to be important when you get into that box over there. Take care of your soul. And isn't that what God has in mind for you and I? Isn't that why He gave us His Word? So we would know how to take care of ourselves. I go to prepare a place for you that where I am, you may be also. Folks, that place that He's going to prepare is for you and I that are prepared to go there. How do I prepare? How do I get ready? How do I know? How do I know what to do? How do I know the way to go? We find it right here in the Word of God, don't we? We find it right here in the Word. Why do you spend money for that which is not bread, and your labor for that which satisfieth not? Hearken diligently unto me, listen diligently unto me, and eat ye that which is good, and let your soul delight itself in fatness. I think about the children of Israel. The Lord said over there in one place in the book of Psalms, He said they wanted this, and I'm paraphrasing here, they wanted that. They wanted this over here. They wanted that over there. He said, I gave them their heart's desire, but I sent leanness to their souls. Saints, don't try to live this life lean in your soul. We need to have a heart of fatness, a heart of desire, a heart of tenderness, a heart of yearning and looking yearningly towards God and His Word and what He has for us. Every time that we come to the house of God, you may not hear something new every time, but you may hear something that will remind you that God is trying to help you. Don't forget this over here. Don't forget that over there. Here's where I want you to measure up. Here's what I want you to do in your life. God is so good to do that. Let's look on down here to the sixth verse. He said, seek ye the Lord while He may be found. Call upon Him while He's near. Let the wicked forsake his way, the unrighteous man his thoughts, and let him return unto the Lord, and He will have mercy on him and to our God, for He will abundantly pardon. Aren't you glad that you met Jesus, by the way? Aren't you glad He came and abundantly pardoned you? Aren't you glad He came into your heart and life? Aren't you glad that He's your friend? Your helper, your guide, your strength, your grace every day of your life. He's everything that we need, Paul said. Now he went on to say, this is God here, for my thoughts are not your thoughts, neither are your ways my ways, saith the Lord. No wonder I need to really get into the Word of God. The Word of God here, especially lately, has been so precious to me. It's been so special to me. I thought, Lord, I've read these scriptures over and over again. Yet I get into the open the Bible and I get into the Word of God and there's thoughts that come to my mind that I've never ever had before. Folks, this book is alive. It's a living Word. It's alive because it has to do with the dealings of our souls. our eternal souls. My thoughts are not your thoughts. Don't you want to know what his thoughts are? Don't you want to know what his ways are? Neither are your ways my ways, saith the Lord. For as the heavens are higher than the earth, so my ways are higher than your ways, and my thoughts than your thoughts. I was reading that and I thought, you know, the Bible plainly tells us it isn't man in man that walketh to direct his steps. We don't know how to direct our steps. So I look into the Word of God and I see what God, and I don't want to do this cafeteria style, if you will. I want to take the bitter with the sweet. Remember one of the prophets when he gave him the book and he told him to eat it, he said in it, in his mouth, it was so bitter, but when it got down to his stomach, it was sweet as honey. Sometimes it's a little bitter. Sometimes, and down over the years, believe me, I've had people say, Brother Larry, that was a little strong. Brother Larry, that was a little rough. And my retort is, was it the truth? Did I stray from the word, what the word said? No, it was the truth. Folks, that's what we're interested in, is what God has to say to. Maybe it's a little strong. You know, when it comes to meat, wild meat, if you eat wild meat, it's a lot stronger than tame meat, isn't it? But yet it's meat is meat, and it's got the nutrients in it that you need in order to be able to survive. Lord knows what you and I need today. Sometimes he may come along and he may test us with something out of his word that may be a little strong, maybe a little hard. But why do I want to walk this way and try to and endeavor to follow the Lord and come up against something hard and say, well, I give up, I can't do it. The Lord doesn't ask you and I to do anything that he won't give us the grace to do it. He'll give you the grace to do it. But if the Word of God says it, and I'm a lot like Brother Mart along that line, the Word of God says it, God said it, and that settles it, and I accept it. That's just what it is, because it's the Word of God. His ways, as heaven is higher than the earth. So my ways higher than your ways, and my thoughts than your thoughts. But he continually, if we'll read the Word of God, if we'll seek after it with all of our hearts, all of it, eat the whole book. Some people, you know, we have a tendency, and I'm not saying, there's definitely not anything wrong with it. Reading the scriptures just to encourage me. Encourage me, encourage me, encourage me. Folks, I'm encouraged when I'm challenged by something that may be a little hard for me. I'm encouraged to know that God is interested in my soul and he sees that I'm able to get out of this baby step and I'm able to take another step a little higher, a little closer to the Lord. He sees those things. His ways are higher than ours. As the rain cometh down, the snow from heaven, and returneth not thither, but watereth the earth, maketh it bring forth in blood that it may give seed to the sower, and bread to the eater. So shall my word be that goeth forth out of my mouth. It shall not return unto me void, but it shall accomplish that which I please. And it shall prosper in the thing whereunto I sent it. Folks, there's been souls that's went out into eternity lost. They've been lost because the word cut them off. The Lord sent the word, they refused to hear it. They refused to accept it. When he said, my word will not return unto me void, but it'll accomplish what I please. Folks, it's up to you and I. It's up to you and I what we do with the word of God. Just like old Pharaoh back in the days of Moses. When the Lord sent Moses to talk to Pharaoh and said, let my people go. And Pharaoh just kept hardening his heart, didn't he? 10 times he sent Moses over there to talk to Pharaoh, and he's even sent the miracles with him over there and the things that God did in that land, and Pharaoh kept hardening his heart. God says, on whom I will harden. Folks, keep your heart open and receptive to the Word of God. You don't want your heart to get hard. You want your heart to stay tender and pliable. And be willing to accept. It's going to accomplish, he said, which I please. It can accomplish one of two things. It can accomplish our destruction, or it can accomplish our success. But God is interested in every one of us. For ye shall go out with joy, be led forth with peace. The mountains and the hills shall break forth before you into singing, and all the trees of the field shall clap their hands. You know that old scripture over there in Jeremiah? I know the thoughts that I have toward you. They're thoughts of peace. They're thoughts of peace, folks. He wants you and I to be successful. But you cannot be successful without keeping yourself into the Word of God. You can't be successful without it. We must keep ourselves in the Word of God. Keep ourselves learning and understanding the ways of the Lord. I want to look at another scripture in the book of Psalms 38. But you know, when I think about the Word of God, He doesn't speak empty words. He doesn't speak. These words aren't in here to just fill up space. But these words are in here for a purpose, for a meaning, for each and every one of us. He didn't hide anything from us. When we get to the judgment and we're standing before the righteous judge, we're not going to be able to say, well, Lord, you didn't tell us. Because He doesn't hide anything from us. He's revealed Himself to us through His Son, Jesus. And His words, think about this. God's words have the power to make us prosper in our souls. We can have power to prosper in our souls. Paul said, I'm not ashamed of the gospel of Christ. It's the power of God unto salvation. I'm not ashamed of it. Lord, help us, folks, not to be ashamed of the gospel, not to be ashamed of the Word of God. It has the power to help us to prosper in our own souls, each and every one of us. Just how much you want to apply yourself, how much you want to give yourself into this thing. Even over in Matthew 13 and 44, Jesus likened it as unto a hidden treasure found in a field. A hidden treasure found. Jesus said this was a treasure. And we ought to treasure the Word of God. It ought to be so special to us. So important to us. What I have to say, folks, nobody's going to much care what I have to say. It's not going to have all that much meaning. But what God says, what thus saith the Word of the Lord, it has all the meaning in the world for you and I. It has all the meaning in the world. There's a song in our book, I believe it's number 399, that says, I'll say the great word. Yes, I'll say the great word. Folks, the great word is God's word. It's His will. It's His love. He manifests Himself to you in all of His ways to you, each and every one of us, that we don't have to struggle in our walk with the Lord and struggle in this life, but that we can be strong in His grace. Psalms 38. 38 and 9. Try to get to it here. Psalm 38 and 9. He said, Lord, all my desire is before Thee. You feel that way this afternoon? All my desire. You're the one that supplies all my needs. Oh, I need my family. I need my friends. Yeah, they're important to us, folks. These things are very important to us. But He says, Lord, all my desire is before Thee, and my groaning is not hid from Thee. My heart panteth. My strength faileth me. As for the light of mine eyes, it is gone from me. Oh, He's talking about the frailty of man. Folks, Some of you have strong bodies, some of you have good minds, but I want to tell you, the frailty of man soon comes down on every one of us. We are so frail, we are so feeble. You get up to my age and you can't seem, it seems like you can't remember anything anymore. You try to talk about something and you can't get your thoughts connected together. The frailty of man, my desires before Thee, my groaning is not hid from Thee. My heart panteth, my strength faileth me. As for the light of mine eyes, it is also gone from me. That's why we need the nourishment that God provides for us in His Word. We need that nourishment. Wife and I went over Friday to visit my only sister now. Yeah, they're in the nursing home. She looks so pitiful. She's so pitiful. As soon as I leaned over and put my arm on her shoulder and I got up in her face, she saw who I was, she started, just started crying. There was a lady of the nursing home sitting across the table. She says, do all the women do that when you kiss them? I said, no, only this one. This is my sister. She has Alzheimer's. She doesn't even really know where she's at, but she recognizes her brother. She knows who I am. There's no doubt about that. Frailty, folks. We're here. We're enjoying life. We're in the strum of us, the strength of our lives. It won't be forever. It won't be forever. What am I going to rely on? What am I going to lean on in the days of the frailty of my life? The Word of God. God's encouragement, His nourishment, His strength that I have gained from that, the vitamins, the minerals, if I can say it that way, that I gain from the Word of God, that will be there for me. It'll never fail me. It'll never fail me. I don't want to eat cafeteria style, folks. I want everything that's on, that's there to take. I want to eat everything that He has for me. People, He said here, my desire is before thee. People today are losing their spiritual desire today. People are losing it because of all the cares of life and all the things of the world and everything else. There's a dullness and a blindness to the majesty of who God really is today. A dullness. People are dull. They're not sharp like they once was. Why? Probably because they haven't been in the Word of God. Because they haven't been seeking their strength from the God of heaven, the Creator, the Lord of Lords. Folks, we are frail. We are feeble at best. I can remember the younger days, but those young days didn't last all that long. Seemed like they were very fleeting. And we're all getting a little older. We're all 1 week older than we was last Sunday. And we're all headed to eternity, aren't we? I just want to encourage us, folks. Read the Word of God. Stay in the Word of God. If you don't need it today, you'll need it tomorrow. We're going to need it. We're going to need it to sustain us, to help us through our battles and our trials and our tests of life. We're going to need a weaponry here to be able to fight back the enemy of our souls. Jesus, when He was taken out into the wilderness and He was tempted, how did He overcome the temptation? Through the Word of God. It is written. Jesus kept saying, it is written. It pointing the devil right back to God and what God's Word says. And we want to point you back this afternoon right to God's Word. It is written right here, folks. Everything He says He will do for us. To sustain us and to keep us in our walk of life. I'd like to look, remind us of another scripture found over in the book of Amos. The book of Amos. It's right after Joel. Over in one of the minor prophets. It says here, you know this scripture too. Behold, the days come. Behold, the days come. Saith the Lord God. You see, God knows what the future holds. He knows what's out there. He knows what you and I are going to face. And He knows the strength and the grace we're going to need to face it. And you're going to find it right here in the Word of God. He said, the days come. The Lord said that. He knows what's coming. He's Alpha and Omega. He knows the beginning from the end from the beginning. He sees and knows and understands it all. He said, the days come that I will send a famine in the land. Not a famine of bread, nor a thirst for water, but of hearing the words of the Lord. People don't want to hear the word of the Lord today, do they? They don't want to hear it. They want to talk about everything but the word of the Lord. They want to talk about everything but God. The very thing that sustains us, the very thing that keeps us alive and living and preparing us for the life to come, they don't want to hear about it. He said, I'm going to send a famine. Folks, do you believe it's here? The famine's in the land today. People don't want to hear it. It didn't say a famine of not preaching it or teaching it. It said people don't want to hear it. And they don't want to hear it. And it said they, and what happens? What happens? When they don't want to hear the words of the Lord, they shall wander from sea to sea. From the north even to the east, they shall run to and fro and seek the word of the Lord and shall not find it. Oh, folks, that's awful to think that they will seek the word of the Lord and he'll hide it from them. He will hide it from them. The Lord can do that and he will do that. His word says he will. In that day shall the fair virgins and the young men faint for thirst. They that swear by the sin of Samaria and say, Thy God, O Dan, liveth, the manor of Beersheba liveth, even they shall fall and never rise up again. Folks, I don't know what's ahead of me tomorrow. I don't know what's ahead of me the rest of this day. But I do know one thing, I need God. And I need His Word. And we need to study it. We need to stay in it that we can do just like Jesus did. When the temptations come, when the trials come, that I can tell the devil, the word says this. The word says that. I remember an old story. I think it might have even been in one of our tracts years and years ago when I was a boy, and that's been a few years, that there was one of the sisters that was coming home at night after dark, and she lived alone, and she got in her house. And she was doing things in her bedroom, preparing for bed. I guess she got down to pray, and she realized there was someone hiding under the bed. And she was all alone, and she still knelt right down there beside her bed, and she prayed, and she said, Feathers, feathers, he will cover me with his feathers. The 91st chapter of Psalms says, He will cover thee with his feathers. The man slipped out from under her bed and went out of the house and did not do anything to this dear woman. Feathers, feathers, cover me with your feathers. She didn't maybe know all how the scripture went, but she knew there was a scripture there that said feathers. And it says he will cover thee with his feathers. Lord, help us today, folks. There's power here. There's grace here. There's strength here. There's encouragement here. Encouragement that will defeat the old foe of discouragement. When the enemy wants to come along and try to discourage us, there's encouragement here. They shall wander from sea to sea, from the north even to the east, and run to and fro and seek the word of the Lord and shall not find it. That'd be a terrible thing, wouldn't it? To think that the time would come when someone would be seeking God. But we have that scripture. I won't turn to it, but you can go over to the book of Proverbs and read the first chapter. Because I called and you refused. Remember? I called. I talked to you and you refused. Therefore I will laugh when your fear cometh, when calamity comes upon you. Folks, we're dealing with a mighty God. We're dealing with the Lord of Lords, the King of Kings, the Creator. And He will be just as true to you as His Word. He will be just as true to every one of us as His Word. We can have our own ideas. We can try to do things our way. But if it's not the Lord's way, it's going to get us in trouble. We're going to take our own path and we're going to leave ourselves exposed. Because God said when that day comes, they'll seek it and they shall not find it. Oh, we need the word of the Lord today. I'd like to turn over here to Matthew. Another very familiar scripture, but it's a good one. Matthew, the 11th chapter. Jesus speaking to us here. He says in verse 28, "Come unto me. Come unto me." That's where we need to go, isn't it? "All ye that labor and are heavy laden, and I will give you rest." Folks, the devil imposes his spirit of depression upon God's people if he can. He will impose himself on you and I in any way that he can. Through our daily struggles and cares of life, through the things that we have to deal with in life that overcome us and overburden us, things that try to bring us down and discourage us. Jesus said here, "Come unto me, all ye that labor." Life is very labor intensive today, isn't it? Wouldn't you say that life is very labor intensive? I would. We struggle with so many things. I was just struggling just with a simple thing at home the other day, and I said, "Lord, why? Why does everything you go to do, you have to struggle? As you get older, it seems like there's even more things that you got to struggle with because you can't seem to handle it right the first time." What I say at the beginning, without some struggle, there is usually very little spiritual progress. We need to have adversities. The Lord knows that. See, His ways are higher than our ways. He knows what you need. "Lord, you know what I need. You know what it's going to take to keep me humble, to keep me faithful, to keep me before you in prayer. You know what I need, Lord." So He sends the struggles and He sends the trials. But He says, "Come unto me, all ye that labor and are heavy laden, and I will give you rest." You know, in my early years of ministry, I used to use that scripture a lot, preaching to the sinners. But I tell you what, it fits me real good. It fits us real good, doesn't it, saints? That we can come to the Lord. "Come unto the Lord, all you that labor and are heavy laden." I've learned that no matter how long I've been saved, I'm still laboring and I'm still struggling with life. The frailty of man. But He said, "Take my yoke upon you and learn of me." How am I going to learn of Him? I'm going to read His word. I'm going to search the scriptures and see if there be in them eternal life. "I am meek and lowly in heart, and ye shall find rest unto your souls. For my yoke is easy and my burden is light." You know, I can look back up on the years that I was out there in the world living in sin. The devil's yoke wasn't easy. It wasn't an easy yoke, folks. Nevertheless, I sought after it with everything that I had. I let Him yoke me up today, and when I got up tomorrow after my head quit spinning, I let Him yoke me up again. And He just sat back and abused me all that He wanted. Folks, I want to be yoked up with the Lord. I want to be yoked up with the Lord. Life is labor intensive today. We got a lot of struggles and things that we deal with. And we all need to get a hold of Him to help lighten the load. He'll lighten the load for you. Have you ever felt Him lighten the load? Have you ever prayed and said, "Lord, I need you to do this and I need you to do that," and then He turn around and do it His way? And it was better than the way you told Him to do it? His ways are higher than our ways, folks. I don't have to go to prayer and say, "Lord, now this is what my problem is and I need you to do this." No, "Lord, this is what my burden is. I'm bringing it to you. I'm putting it on the altar. I'm casting all my care on you and I need your help and grace and strength and your wisdom to work this out for the benefit of my soul." And He knows just how to do that. "Come unto me, all ye that labor and are heavy laden, and I'll give you rest." Oh, there is a rest to you and I, folks. I think about Peter. I won't turn over there, but 1 Peter 2 and 3 says, "If so be that ye have tasted that the Lord is gracious. Have we tasted this afternoon that the Lord is gracious? If you eat cafeteria style and just pick out the things that look good to you, the things that you don't like, and you're missing your veggies, you're missing the nutrients and the vitamins that you ought to be putting in your body, folks, you're going to struggle. You're going to struggle. It doesn't pay to be picky spiritual eaters. It doesn't work good for your soul. He has the spiritual food for spiritual growth. And we all want to grow. He has the spiritual food for spiritual growth. And He knows, in His wisdom, knows just the food we need to eat. Knows just when to give it to us. Knows just when to inspire that upon our hearts. Like I said, you read, well, Lord, I've read that scripture so many times, I didn't get that out of it. The Lord says, no, I got another nugget for you today. I got another nugget. I got something here that you're going to need tomorrow. You're going to need it down the road. So I've got this for you today. I'm enlightening your spirit and your mind that you might be able to handle life's adversities and life's problems. Let's turn over to Revelations. I don't remember now what time I got up here, but I'm going to quit when the Lord says quit. Revelations, the 3rd chapter, the 18th verse, another familiar scripture. Lord, this is in red in my Bible. He said, I counsel thee, this is counsel from the Lord, to buy me gold tried in the fire, that thou mayest be rich in white raiment. Oh, folks, isn't that what we want? Isn't that what we want? Putting on the whole armor of God, putting on the white raiment, the robes of white. And He said, that thou mayest be clothed, and that the shame of thy nakedness do not appear, and anoint thine eyes with eye salve, that thou mayest see. Folks, that's important, that we're able to see. Keep your eyes anointed with the eye salve, because that will keep you from being deceived. Deceived. And we don't any of us want to be deceived. As many as I love, I rebuke and chasten. Be zealous, therefore, and repent. What does that mean? I rebuke and chasten. I believe the Lord is faithful to me. He has been. And I hope He continues to be, to point out my faults. My faults. The places where the enemy might be able to take advantage of me. As many as I love, I rebuke. I point out your faults. I show you just what your needs are. I do that by the Holy Spirit and through the Word of God. Be zealous, therefore, and repent. I'm glad He loves us that much, that He says, behold, I stand at the door and knock. If any man hear my voice and open the door, I will come into him, and will sup with him, and him with me. Folks, you've probably heard me say it before, and others before me. There's only one doorknob on that door, and it's on your side. To him that openeth. I'm knocking. The Lord's always knocking. Even in our busy times and busy cares of life, even at the times when our patience is real thin, somebody says, oh, you're getting on my last nerve. Even at those times, Jesus said, behold, I stand at the door and knock. If any man hear my voice and open the door, I'll come in. I'll come in to him and sup with him, and he with me. Oh, folks, how blessed that is. Have you ever had your private moments at home? I'm sure you have. Where He's just come down and blessed you. Just flooded your soul with grace. Just been so special and so personal to you. When He saw how you was just struggling under the load that you were been bearing for so long. And He comes in and He sups with you and ministers to you and lifts you up and encourages you. To him that overcometh will I grant to sit with me in my throne. even as I am also overcame, and I will sit and sit down and sat down with my Father in his throne. Jesus said, he also overcame. Folks, we can overcome, can't we? We can get the victory if we'll count it so, the song says. We can have the victory. Lord, help us not to be picky eaters. Help us to love his word. Let the word, his word be our desire. I want to close with this one. Over in the book of Psalms 107. I think I will try to read it. It's not that much. 107 and verse 8. Oh, that thou would praise the Lord for his goodness, for his wonderful works to the children of men, for he satisfieth the longing soul and filleth the hungry soul with goodness. He's the very one that knows just how to do that. He knows how to satisfy the longing soul. He knows what you're longing for. He knows what you desire. And he filleth the hungry soul with goodness. The very nutrients that you need. The very thing to sustain you and strengthen you for the battle. I don't know the battles that are out there before me. But my prayer is, when I'm praying at home and alone, I say, Lord, I don't know what I'm going to face before you call me out of here. But I want to be faithful, and I want you to prepare me as best you can for the things that I'm going to have to deal with before I leave this world. I want to be so careful. I want to be so particular how I walk before the Lord that when I die, when I take my last breath, folks, I want to make heaven. I desperately want to make heaven my home. May the Lord help us all. Let's not be picky eaters. Let's take it all. Let's eat the whole book. It may be a little bitter. It may be a little tough. Remember one time years ago down in La Ronja, and I think I've told this in the past, but years ago down in La Ronja, we was in a camp meeting down there, and on a Sunday morning I got up, feel like an old fool sometimes. I got up in a large crowd, and I preached a message on backsliding. Well, you know, people kind of draw back at responding to messages that if they go to the audience, well, everybody's going to think I backslid. It doesn't matter what people think. But it was pretty strong. And the Lord blessed the message on backsliding. The altar service lasted an hour and a half. The altars filled up. And then when these people left, more came. And just kept doing that for. And I remember going to the cafeteria with another minister. And the devil was just a beating me up like crazy. And I said, brother, I said, was I harsh with those people over there? And he said, well, maybe in a couple places. And I said, well, I'll tell you what, tonight I'm going back over there and apologize because I don't have a right to be harsh to God's people. They're God's people. They love the truth. They want to go to heaven too, and I don't have a right to be harsh. So he thought about it a little bit, and he said, Brother Larry, he said, it wasn't harsh, but it was strong. And I said, was it the truth? Yeah, it was the truth. Well, something must have been right because there was an awful lot of people seeking help for their souls. Not because of me, but because of the Spirit of the Lord. He cares about us. He comes and he searches and he seeks, and wherever he finds us, if we haven't been as diligent we ought to have been, and he finds us here, he's going to talk to us about it. Because it's not his will that any be lost. And he's going to talk to us about it. He's going to work with us. Because he loves us. He gave his life for us, folks. He shed his blood for us. I thank the Lord today for Jesus. I thank God for the truth, for the plan of salvation, for the blood, what it all means to me. Pray for me that I'll be faithful. Amen.